Hello.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Did I miss something in the beginning there?
Yeah, but don't worry about it.
Okay.
It was a false start. It was a false start on our part.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you had you got two things going on with Elliot and of course the protest and your owner. How are you dealing with that? And is one more of a distraction than the other?
Well, to be honest with you, one of the things that we emphasize to our team, maybe more than anything else, is just control what we can control, focus on ourselves and each day and getting better. And that's been a mantra for us around here for a long time. So in regards to those issues that you talk about, they're certainly real and they certainly exist, but it's not stuff that we're focused on as a football team. You know, we're focused on, you know, coming to work every day and meeting and walking through and practicing as well as we can to get ready for the game and the challenge that we have this weekend against the 49ers.
You know, have any players approached you about wanting to protest?
Again, that hasn't really been an issue for our team. A few weeks ago, prior to the Arizona game, when it really became a hot button issue around the league, we had some really substantive conversations, really good meetings, really across our whole organization. And we came to a solution that worked well for our team, where we all, well prior to the national anthem and the flag being unfurled, we all got together and we took a knee together. And then once the anthem and the flag was unfurled, we did what we always do, which is stand with our toes on the line and our hand across our heart. And that's what's worked well for us. But again, during that time, we had good conversations. And they were productive conversations. I think we came to a conclusion that we all thought was a good idea for our team.
What did you see from C.J. Beathard when you studied the Niners' offense this week?
Did a good job in the game. That's not an easy situation to go into when you're a rookie quarterback, to go into the middle of a ball game. And there's no question that he did a nice job executing plays and helping them move the ball and score points. He looked comfortable out there. He looked like he was playing with confidence and a good understanding of their system. And he certainly played very well.
Does he have an intangible quality that you can tell?
Well, we certainly liked him coming out. We spent a lot of time with him during the draft process, and we studied him. And he was a player who demonstrated a lot of the same traits in school that he showed the other day in the game. Obviously, a very good leader with a good understanding of the game and ability to make some plays and help the team move the ball and score points.
Do they do anything different offensively with him out there than what they were doing with Hoyer out there?
Well, you'll have to ask them. From our perspective, there's a system that they believe in, and both quarterbacks are certainly physically capable of doing anything they ask them to do. So we saw some familiar plays and concepts, you know, once he went into the ball game, similar to what we had seen when Brian Hoyer was playing quarterback for him. So I do believe they believe in their system and they think their quarterbacks are capable of doing whatever they ask.
How do you prepare for a guy who's got basically 2.5 quarters of game film?
Well, you watch that tape, and again, you evaluate their offense independent of him playing. You know, the first 6 games of the season, you watch all that, and again, you just try to get a feel for how they're going to play. And it's not an exact science by any means, but you try your best putting your plan together.
You said you guys spent some time with him. Was he one of the quarterbacks who visited with you guys before the draft?
Well, we spent time with him. We spent time with him at the combine and, you know, interviewed him and were around him. And each of us got a pretty good exposure to him. And we went through the whole evaluation process with him. And again, somebody we really liked. I wasn't surprised one bit that San Francisco took him as high as they did.
What have you seen as far as the biggest improvement that Dak has made from year one to year two?
I don't know if there's any one specific thing. I think anytime you play and you have experience, if you approach it the right way, you know, hopefully you get better really at everything. And there's no question that he has a greater command of our offense now than he did when he first started, and there's no question he's a better command of what the defenses are trying to do. That experience helps, and you know, as long as you go about it the right way and you evaluate it and you learn from the experiences, both good and bad, you're going to grow. So I really think every aspect of his game he's getting better at. He he certainly goes about it the right way. His work ethic is second to none. He's a great leader for our team.
You know, you've lost some close games recently. Last year, you seem to have won those games. What's the difference there?
Well, you know, so much of the nature of the National Football League is these games come down to the fourth quarter. And, in certain games, one team will do what's necessary to win the game, whether it's making a two-minute drive or getting a stop in a two-minute drive or making some kind of a play in special teams at critical moments. And that's really what you need to do. And, the last couple of weeks, we're in great position to win games against Green Bay and against the Rams, and we didn't get the job done. So you go back and you look at it, and you try to, again, learn from those experiences and move forward.
What was your level of interest in Navarro Bowman?
Obviously, he's a really good football player and has been for a long time. One of the things that we really believe in is player acquisition is a 365-day out of the year proposition. And so you're always looking at guys who are available to you, whether it's by trade or if they're a free agent on the street, and see how they might fit into your team and see if they can help you. So he was one of a few different guys we talked about, this past week, coming into this week of preparation with the 49ers. And it doesn't surprise me one bit that he signed with Oakland and continue his career there, because he's been a really good player for a long time.
Is there any carryover whatsoever, other than just a handful of players, it seems like, from preparing to face the 49ers this year as opposed to last year?
Well, obviously, like you said, there are some players on our team and players on their team who played in that game. Last year, obviously their coaching staff is different. So in terms of the system of football on offense, defense, and the kicking game, that's different than it was. But there is some familiarity with some of their personnel on both sides.
I think that's it.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.